This is the Sakar Merli of the 23rd of June, 2025. Essence, sweet children, your first lesson is, I am a soul, not a body. Remain soul conscious and you will be able to remember the Father. Question, what incognito treasure that the people of the world don't have, do you children have? Answer, you have the incognito treasure of happiness, knowing that God the Father is teaching you. You know that this present study of yours is for your future land of immortality, not for this land of death. The Father says, wake up early in the morning and go for a walk. But remember the first lesson, and you will continue to accumulate happiness in your accounts. Om Shanti. The Father asks you children, children, are you sitting here in soul consciousness? Whilst you are sitting here, is each of you considering yourself to be a soul? The Father, the Supreme Soul, is teaching us souls. You children are now aware that you are not bodies, but souls. Effort has to be made to make you children soul conscious. Children are not able to remain soul conscious. They repeatedly become body conscious. This is why Baba asks, are you sitting here in soul consciousness? If you are soul conscious, you can remember the Father. If you are body conscious, you remember your physical relatives. First of all, remember the words, I am a soul. A part of 84 births is recorded in myself, this soul. Make it very firm, I am a soul. You have been body conscious for half a cycle. It is only now, at the confluence age, that you children are made soul conscious. By considering yourselves to be bodies, you are unable to remember the Father. Therefore, make this lesson very firm. I, this soul, am a child of the unlimited Father. You are not being taught to remember the Father of your body. The Father says, now remember me, your Parlokic Father. Become soul conscious. By being body conscious, you remember bodily relations. The effort lies in you considering yourselves to be souls and remembering the Father. Who is explaining all of this? The Father of all of us souls, the one whom everyone has been remembering and praying to, Baba, come. Come and liberate us from this sorrow. You children know that you are claiming a high status for your future through this study. You are now at the most auspicious confluence age. You no longer want to stay in this land of death. This study of ours is for our future 21 births. We are studying for the Golden Age, that land of immortality. The Immortal Father is giving us this knowledge. Therefore, when you sit here, first of all, consider yourselves to be souls and stay in remembrance of the Father, and your sins will be absolved. We are now at the confluence age. Baba is making us into the most elevated human beings of all. He says, remember me and you will become elevated human beings. I have come to change humans into deities. In the Golden Age, you were deities. You now know how you came down the ladder. The parts of 84 births are fixed in us souls. No one else in the world knows this. That path of devotion is distinct from the path of this knowledge. Only the souls whom the Father teaches know all of this. No one else knows it. This incognito treasure is for our future. You are studying for that land of immortality, not for this land of death. The Father says, you may go for a walk in the morning, but remember the first lesson. I am a soul, not this body. Our spiritual Baba is teaching us. This world of sorrow now has to change. The Golden Age is a world of happiness. All of this knowledge is now in your intellects. This is spiritual knowledge. The Father, the ocean of knowledge, is the spiritual Father. He is the Father of the bodiless ones, souls. All other relations are relations of bodies. Now, break off all bodily relationships and connect yourself to the One. Sing, mine is only one and none other. We only remember the One Father. We don't even remember these bodies. These old bodies have to be renounced. You also receive knowledge of how to shed your bodies. Each one's body has to be renounced while you sit in remembrance. This is why Baba says, become soul conscious. Continue to grind this into yourselves. Continue to remember the Father, the seed, and the tree. The Kalpa tree has been mentioned in the scriptures. You children know that the Father, the ocean of knowledge, is teaching you. It is not a human being who is teaching you. Make this very firm. You have to study. In the Golden Age, too, it is bodily beings who teach you. Here, this one is not a bodily being. He says, I take the support of an old body to teach you. I teach you in this way every cycle, and I will come again and teach you in the same way again in the next cycle. Now remember me, and your sins will be absolved. I am the purifier. I am called the Almighty Authority. However, Maya is no less either. She too is powerful. Just look from where she has made you fall. You remember all of this, do you not? The cycle of 84 births has been remembered. That applies to human beings. Many people ask, what happens to animals? However, here it is not a matter of animals. The Father only speaks to his children. Those from outside don't even know the Father, so what would they speak to him about? Some say that they want to meet Baba. However, since they don't know him at all, they would simply sit and ask all sorts of wrong questions. Even after having taken the 7 days course, some don't understand fully that that one is our unlimited Father. Those who are old devotees, those who have done a lot of devotion, will be able to keep all of these aspects of this knowledge in their intellects. Those who have done less devotion will be able to keep very little of this knowledge in their intellects. You are the oldest devotees of all. It is remembered that God comes to grant the fruit of devotion, but no one knows what that is. The path of devotion is totally separate from the path of this knowledge. The whole world is on the path of devotion. Only a handful out of multi-millions come and study this knowledge. The explanation is very sweet. Only human beings can understand the cycle of 84 births. Previously, you didn't know anything. You didn't even know Shiva. There are so many temples to Shiva. People worship Shiva. They offer him flowers and salute him. But they don't know why they worship him. Neither do they know why they worship Lakshmi and Narayan, nor where they have gone. Only the people of Bharat don't know who their worthy of worship souls are. Christians know that Christ came in such and such a year and established his religion. No one knows Shiv Baba. Only Shiva is called the purifier. He alone is the highest on high. People serve, that is, worship him the most. He is the bestower of salvation for all. Look how he is teaching you. You call out to the Father to come and purify you. People do so much worship in the temples and celebrate with pomp and splendor. They incur so much expense. Go and see this in the temples to Srinath and Jagannath. The two are one and the same. A pot of rice is cooked at the temple of Jagannath. In Srinath they have lots of varieties of rich food. Why is there this difference? There has to be a reason. Both the idols of Srinath and Jagannath are carved out of black stone. They don't understand the reason for this at all. Would you say that Jagannath represents Lakshmi and Narayan or Radha and Krishna? No one even understands what the relationship is between Radha and Krishna and Lakshmi and Narayan. You children now know that you were worthy of worship deities and that you have now become worshippers. You have been around the whole cycle. You are now studying in order to become deities once again. It is not a human being who is teaching you this. These are the versions of God. God is also called the ocean of knowledge. Here there are many oceans of devotion who remember the purifier father, the ocean of knowledge. You have become impure. Therefore, you definitely have to become pure again. This is an impure world. This is not heaven. No one knows where paradise is. They say so-and-so has gone to paradise. So why do they feed that soul with the food of hell through a Brahmin priest? There are many varieties of flowers and fruit, etc. in the Golden Age. What do you have here? This is hell. You know that you are now being inspired by Baba to make effort to become the residents of heaven. You have to become pure from impure. The Father has shown you the way to do this. The Father shows you this way every cycle. Remember me and your sins will be absolved. You know that you are now at the most auspicious confluence age. You say, Baba, we also became this 5,000 years ago. You know that every cycle you listen to Baba telling you the story of immortality. Shiv Baba is the Lord of immortality. However, it wasn't that he sat and told the story to Parvati. That is devotion. You have now understood what this knowledge is and what devotion is. There is the day of Brahmins and the night of Brahmins. The father explains, you are Brahmins. Adidev was also a Brahmin. He cannot be called a deity. People go to see the idol of Adidev. So many names have been given to the goddesses. It is because you did so much service that you are remembered. The Bharat that was viceless then became vicious. It is now Ravan's kingdom. It is at this confluence age that you children become the most elevated human beings. You have the imperishable omens of Jupiter over you. You then become the masters of the land of immortality. The Father is teaching you in order to make you into deities from human beings. To become a master of heaven means that you have the omens of Jupiter over you. You will definitely go to heaven, that land of immortality. However, while you are studying, the omens keep fluctuating. You completely forget to have remembrance. The Father has told you, remember me. It says in the Gita too, God speaks, lust is the greatest enemy. People study that Gita, but they don't conquer that vice. When did God say this? 5,000 years ago. Now, once again, God speaks. Lust is the greatest enemy. Conquer it. It causes you sorrow from its beginning through the middle to the end of it. The main vice is lust. It is because of this that everyone is said to be impure. You now know how this cycle turns. According to the drama, we become impure, and the Father then comes and purifies us. Baba repeatedly says, first of all, remember what Alpha says. Only by following Srimat will you become elevated. You do understand that previously you were elevated and that you have now become corrupted. You are now once again making effort to become elevated. Imbibe divine virtues. Don't cause sorrow to anyone. Continue to show everyone the path. The Father says, remember me and your sins will be cut away. You call me alone the purifier. No one knows how the purifier comes and purifies everyone. A cycle ago too, the Father said, constantly remember me alone. It is in this fire of yoga that your sins can be burnt away. When the alloy is removed, souls become pure. Gold has alloy mixed into it. Therefore, the jewelry made from it is likewise. The Father has now explained to you children how alloy has become mixed into souls. It has to be removed. It is in the Father's part in the drama to come and make you children soul conscious. You do have to become pure. you know that you were the Vaishnavs of the Golden Age. That was the pure family ashram. You are now becoming the pure masters of the land of Vishnu. You are becoming double Vaishnavs, pure and vegetarian. You are true Vaishnavs. Those people belong to the Vaishnav religion of those who indulge in the vices. You belong to the viceless Vaishnav religion. Firstly, you now remember the Father, and secondly, you imbibe this knowledge that the Father gives you. You are becoming the kings of kings. Those people become kings for a short time, for just one birth. Your kingdom extends over 21 generations. That is, you pass through the full age. There is never untimely death there. You are now conquering death. When it is the time, you understand that you will have to shed your old skins and take new ones. You will have visions of that. Bands will play in happiness. It is a matter of great happiness when you shed your Tamopratam body and take a Satopratam one. There, the average lifespan is 150 years. Here, there continues to be untimely death because they all indulge in vice. The children who have accurate yoga can control all of their physical organs with the power of yoga. When you stay in yoga fully, your physical organs become cool. None of your physical organs will deceive you in the Golden Age. There, you would never say that your physical organs are out of control. You are claiming the highest on high status. This is known as the imperishable omens of Jupiter. The Father is the Lord of the tree, the seed of the human world tree. The seed is up above, and you remember him above. The soul remembers his Father. You children know that the unlimited Father is teaching you. He only comes once to tell us the story of immortality. Whether you call it the story of immortality or the story of the true Narayan, people don't know the meaning of that story. By listening to the story of the true Narayan, you become Narayan from an ordinary human. By listening to the story of immortality, you become immortal. Baba explains everything very clearly. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana, 1. Control all your physical organs with the power of yoga. Stay in remembrance of the One Father, the Lord of the Tree. Become a true Vaishnav. That means become pure. 2. Wake up early in the morning and make the first lesson firm. I am a soul, not a body. Our spiritual Baba is teaching us. This world of sorrow now has to change. Continue to use your intellect to churn all of this knowledge in this way. Blessing. May you be multi-million times fortunate and accumulate an income of multi-millions by using every treasure. According to the drama, it is at the time of the confluence age that you receive the blessing of accumulating an income of multi-millions at every second. Use such a blessing for yourself and also donate it to others. Similarly, use the treasure of thoughts, the treasure of this knowledge, and the treasure of physical wealth, and thereby accumulate an income of multi-millions. Because by surrendering your physical wealth to God at this time, the value of one new pesa, penny, becomes equal to a jewel. So use all the treasures for yourself and for service, and you will become multi-million times fortunate. Slogan: when there is love in your heart, you can easily receive everyone's cooperation. Aviat signal: practice being in the stage of soul consciousness. Be introverted. Now become so transparent that the soul residing in your body is clearly visible to everyone. Let your soul conscious form give them a vision of the form of their own souls. This is known as giving an experience of the aviat, or soul-conscious stage. Om Shanti.